Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online for Thursday, March 28, 2024. Let's dive into the world of finance, starting with the imminent resilience assessment being planned by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA. Expect Australia's financial system to undergo a rigorous stress test next year, as announced by none other than APRA Chair John Lonsdale. The aim, to put our financial bodies through their paces, measuring their ability to withstand unforeseeable incidents that would potentially shock the system. The scope extends beyond the banking sector to insurers and superannuation funds as well. By gauging their preparedness to react to economic and environmental upheavals, Australia hopes to fortify its financial infrastructure, one crisis management framework at a time. In a parallel movement towards ensuring robustness, EPRA's vigilance is also focused on the burgeoning superannuation sector. Following an impressive 8.8% annual increase in assets, superannuation funds are surpassing the conventional banking industry. An incoming stress test on the horizon will further scrutinize this development, a steely gaze shared by Lonsdale himself. As we understand the intricacies of financial markets, it becomes essential to keep our thumb on the pulse of unsettling factors like climate-related risks, which could usher in volatility affecting credit availability, insurance costs, and superannuation liquidity. Aligning with the sector's growth, we anticipate that APRA's strategic strides will effectively buttress Australia's evolving financial milieu. Taking a sidestep, we see that weather-related insurance claims have spiked this summer and created ripple effects throughout the industry. According to data from NRMA Insurance, the present surge in claims harkens back to the dramatic wave in autumn 2022. Whether it's storms, hail, heat waves, cyclones, or bushfires, about 85% of the claims point to turbulent weather conditions. From New South Wales to Queensland and the Australian Capital Territory, the escalation is prevalent, a stark reminder to citizens to better prepare their homes for a harsh climate sweep. Lastly, we visit a recent J.B. Dewar and Core Data study, shining a spotlight on high-net-worth women showing their financial prowess. These women are on par with their male colleagues, not shying away from aggressive investment approaches and embracing risks in stride. Despite the rise in female wealth creation, a lower number of women advisors are present in the financial industry, a gap that needs bridging. Particularly as the financial sway of high net worth women veers towards permanence, the call for an inclusive advising landscape is louder than ever. This has been Paige Estrotori with your financial updates, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Join us again as we keep you informed. Remember, knowledge is power. For more details and services, visit us at financialserviceonline.com.au.